Well, I grew up in rural Alabama, 50 miles from Montgomery, outside of a little place called Troy. And when I was growing up, I tasted the bitter fruits of racism. I didn't like it. I didn't like segregation. I didn't like seeing the signs that said white men, colored men, white women, colored women. And I would ask my mother, my father, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my teachers, they would say, boy, that's the way it is. Don't get in trouble. Don't get in the way. But Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr., I heard of these two when I was 15 years old. I met Rosa Parks when I was 17. The next year, I met Dr. King, and I got involved in the American Civil Rights Movement. And I have not looked back since.
What keeps you going after all these years?
It is this belief that when you see something that is not right, not fair, not just, you have a moral obligation to do something, to say something, to make a little noise, to get in the way, to get in good trouble. I cannot be quiet. I cannot be silent.
Are we going back as a country, or, and what do you tell people who are afraid of that?
Well, it makes me sad to see some of the things that are happening now. There are forces in America today trying to take us back to another time and to another place. I said to young people, especially children, people in the fourth and fifth grade, people in middle school and high school and in college, that we must go forward. We come too far, we made too much progress to go back. The scars and stains of racism are still deeply embedded in American society. And we cannot be at home with ourselves until we do everything possible to redeem the soul of America and create what Dr. King called the beloved community, where we respect the dignity and the worth of every human being.
What gives you hope in 2017?
I'm very hopeful. I am very optimistic. In recent months, we witnessed the women march. And the women in America are fired up, not just in America, but all around the world. Young people and students and others are ready to get out there and fight the good fight and push and pull. That give me hope. And as I travel, I run into people saying, Congressman, we got to do it. We got to win. I said, yes, we must win. Not just for ourselves, but for generations yet unborn.
How do we get people talking when there's so much social media and the president's tweeting and there's so much divisiveness on that? How do we get people just talking and sharing and understanding again?
Well, we must get people to engage in dialogue, to talk to each other, to spend time in our homes, in our schools, in our religious institution, and not be so isolated. Social media is a good thing, but it also builds walls and division between people.
It's been an honor to speak with you, Representative Lewis. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with me.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed being with you.